Hawaii. This island paradise is one of the most beautiful states in the Union. It's also the most reliably democratic. In 2012, President Barack Obama won the state by a massive 42 percentage points, more than in any other state. Hawaii is such a democratic stronghold that its state senate has only a single sitting Republican, an island on an island, who has the spacious minority caucus room all to himself. This is the loneliest man in the Senate.
Aloha, I'm State Senator Sam Sloan. I'm the leader of the Senate minority in the Hawaii State Legislature. They refer to me as the Lone Ranger, but that's a good thing because the Lone Ranger is a good guy. After the election, I started getting phone calls, sympathy messages and sympathy cards about, oh my gosh, it's so sad that you're the only one. And as it turned out, I had my research staff look, in the last 50 years, this is the only example of a single person of a major political party being in their House or their Senate. It's had many benefits. First of all, I didn't have anybody trying to topple me as a minority leader. Being a good conservative libertarian, it is an individual that can do good things or not so good things or whatever. I'll be sitting in a committee waiting to vote, and a committee clerk will come from next door and say, Senator Sloan, we need you for a quorum. Whenever there's a problem discovered or whatever, I'll go to the majority leadership and tell them, hey, you know, I know you're going to pass this bill. I don't have the votes to stop it, obviously, but you might want to consider improving the bill and passing a good bill. Frustrating to me is the fact that normally they'll say, yeah, fine, we'll pass the bill this year and we'll come back next year and fix it. My first Senate speech ever was to my colleagues when we had two Republicans at that time. I probably are not going to be able to influence your votes most of the time, although I'll try. But my point here is I'm going to raise issues and talk about unintended consequences so that years later you will not have the luxury of saying, oh, is that what that bill meant? Is that what that does? At least we'll all know, and you'll know why you're voting for it or voting against it. It's interesting because the history of Hawaii, which of course at one time was a monarchy and then became a territory, Republicans ruled Hawaii completely for 50 years during the territorial days. And then for the next 60 years, it's been the Democrats that have ruled completely. Here's the thing. Things are changing. They're changing all the time. With the death of senior Senator Daniel Inouye last December, who had been in office for 54 years, there were generations that knew no one else but him. There were even Republicans. If they wanted something done, they went to Dan Inouye. He was the go-to-it guy. But now he's gone. And so some of the positions that he blocked and some of the people that he helped, now there's more independence of that. Hawaii has been positioned for a long time to take advantage of, you know, outside investment, venture capital. We could be a Singapore or a Hong Kong, but we choose not to, because we have a long tradition of government and government involvement. The basic change is going to come in education. We have charter schools as part of the public school system. I think it's incumbent upon everyone, particularly people with children, but also people in business, to be involved in the schools. Of all the things that you can do to be a change agent, it's educational choices. I mean, that's what Milton Friedman stressed. In Hawaii, one of the problems is we're 2,500 miles in the middle of the ocean here. Unlike other places on the mainland where you could downsize, if things got rough, you could move to, you know, a smaller community or to another county, or if you had to, cross the state lines. In Hawaii, basically you're here or you're not here. People want to be here, but it's expensive to be here, and politically it's expensive also. I'm very supportive of the idea that we can make changes here, because if we don't, The downside to all this is being so far alone in the middle of the Pacific, the state will be far lonelier than I am as the lone Republican in the Senate.